While Paul Heyman is getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. RVD there, Tommy Dreamer is there, Bully Ray is there, CM Punk is there, everybody that's known motherfucking Paul Heyman, as well as the Chief, who inducted him, had a great speech, short, simple, to the point. He got work to do. Everybody surrounding the ring, man. Yes, this is the eve of WrestleMania 2024. It's coming from Philly. I'm not in Philly. 420's in Philly. Well, he's on his way to Philly. I'm going to do shit here. I'm tell you right now, I ain't had it cash for that, but maybe next year I could probably catch another event. This year coming up, SummerSlam's coming up. Anyways, man, enjoy as we take you on episode, 259 of Hayes, Hops, and Turnbuckles.
Feelings hurt that you are now listening to the most unapologetic wrestling podcast in all the annals of the internet. Motherfucker, you.
I've come to the conclusion that the world, quite frankly, is just not big enough for the both of us. Somebody's got to go and go for good. And that somebody.
Approximately 10:55, and I'm sitting here in the Dot Cave, man. Everything is smooth, everything is great, everything is chill. I am sipping on today from El Segundo Brewing Company. This is my official WrestleMania beer each year, Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA. Yeah, 6.7%. It's good. I kind of prefer this over the lager. The lager wasn't bad, but I just love that IPA taste in comparison to excuse me, to that lager. It's drinking like a champ. So much that's happened this week. I'll probably wait till tomorrow to do the news on the NXT Stand and Deliver 2024 pay-per-view, PLE, because special guest, well, you're not a special guest anymore. He is an official 631 member, fiddling, no diddling. Dooley will be doing that, so we can slide the news in then tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening. Then also later on that night, I will be coming with a WrestleMania Night 1 recap, and also maybe I'll get a phone call from NKB420, who is going to be on location in Philly at Mania. So maybe we get him Night 1 and Night 2, man. It's going to be a lot of celebrating, a lot of partying. I must say, for me, I'm definitely stoked, and this is the most excited I've been about a WrestleMania in quite some time, man. Like, 38 was good. We didn't know we was going to get 38 because of the terrible bill and Vince McMahon still being within the grasp of the company, as well as 39, you know, Vince was coming back in making crazy decisions that didn't make any sense, but 39 was great. But the build into this Mania has been so exciting, and it's really got, you know, me, as well as I hope everyone else, ready for this Mania, man. Like, it's incredible. Like, it's one of those where kind of gonna lose sleep. I got me some baby back ribs. I was looking for spare ribs, but shit, obviously everybody wants spare ribs. The one time that I wanted spare ribs, can't find them nowhere, and I wasn't trying to go all the way around Noak City trying to find that shit, man. Other than that, man, this week was quick, man. If you have a good Monday Night Raw, that just goes to show you or tell you how your week is going to finish out. I had 2 flat tires today. Well, they were going flat. Switched those out and shit, man. So it couldn't have been an easy week without, you know, a little bit of bullshit. But we took care of that quick. You know what I'm talking about? But, yeah, man, like I said, man, we're doing Philly stuff today. Last year, I bought you the West Coast stuff. Like, once again, I don't own any copyrights and none of this music. I just want the artist to gain a fan and the fan to discover whoever that we may play that you might not have heard of. So let's get to it. Yeah, we doing songs from Philly today, man. Get them free. Classic. We still hustle till the sun come up. Uh-huh. Celebrating this Mania weekend, man. If not, what you doing with yourself, man? And I know there's other companies out there. I watched Dynamite this week, but that's all I'm gonna watch this week. Cause I don't care about no fucking Rampage or no damn, what is it, Collision Saturday night. They say it's gonna be preempted, I guess, until 11:30. God damn it, Paul Heyman. I have to go back and watch this because I know this speech was incredible. He's being inducted in the Hall of Fame right now. He brought out his ECW gear, the trench coat, the headset, the ECW hat. That's good shit, man. Good shit. Well, let's get into it, man. Let's recap Monday Night's Raw, man. Huh? Must be the go-home show before Monday, and they're in the Barclays Arena in Brooklyn. What better way to kick off but with the final boss? The people of Brooklyn blew the roof off Barclays for the great one, and he got to it. He says he made that boy bleed. He took his little head and jammed it into his bust, and then he rubbed that blood on the belt just like he said. The only thing missing was the tears from Mama Rhodes. The Rock had to stop himself because he's seen the reactions of the little baby girls around the world crying for Cody. One girl said the man died. But fuck the grown men, Cody crybabies, but them little ones, that broke his heart. That broke his heart. Rock got three little girls, and he asked for all of the parents to put their little girls and little ones into front of the TV because he's going to put some gospel on them. He's going to put the gospel in his ears, in their ears. He tells the younglings that sometimes a man has got to do what a man's got to do. You got to do what you got to do sometimes. And when someone talks shit, you got to handle that motherfucker who talks that shit. Well, he tells Brooklyn that you can feel it. I can feel it. Everybody feels it. It's the final Raw before Mania. It's WrestleMania this weekend, and it's because of this guy who made pro wrestling cool again. It's a sold-out show in Barclay. They say Raw's biggest gate ever. Is that true? Because finally, the final boss is in Brooklyn. But he ain't alone. Out came the Bloodline. The Chief couldn't look more confident. Acknowledge him, Brooklyn. He's there to acknowledge his family, though. And he asked for the idiot Brooklyn Knights to chill with the Yeats, or else he's fucking leaving. He wants to thank The Rock for making this weekend the easiest weekend ever for the Chief. They're going to smash Cody and Drip Saturday, and they're going to have their way with Cody on Sunday. Like he said before, Cody is a politician, and he can't fill the shoes of Chief. The making wrestling cool shit started in 2020, and Cody was elsewhere fucking off, and he wanted to be a part of what the Chief was doing. Yeah, man, so you see those little hints of AEW thrown in there. He can't let that happen, though. That's taking food out the kids of the Chief. Usos and a Rock's mouth, and that's a no-go. Shit will be crystal clear this weekend, though. The Drip God Seth fucking Rollins interrupts, and he ain't dumb about, like Cody. He stayed in the crowd, and they'll have to fight the whole city to get the Drip. The talk is over, and he wants a fight tonight. Seth? Drip wants the biggest Raw main event of all time tonight. He wants the final boss, the great one, The Rock. But he doesn't get him. He don't think, we got the balls to do it. He'll take on the Chief, too. It don't matter who it's going to be. It's whatever in Brooklyn. And what's it going to be? Rock asked, did you see what he did to Cody? Drip don't want that. He don't want that. He doesn't get Drip or Chief, but Rock got a plan, and his name is Solo Sikoa. Drip says it's a go. Rock says it's Bloodline rules. Drip better have a thing with him, because I'm pretty sure Bloodline will not be Solo, as in Solo the name. Other people are going to show up. What a great start. What better way to kick shit off than the final boss to Rock? And then you're bringing Chief to really lock in whatever they're trying to build for this Saturday and Sunday to really get you invested. In case if you wasn't invested, I don't know who the fuck you are, but maybe a casual fan that might just started watching wrestling. I don't know. One day they're like, hey, I like this shit. I'm going to keep on watching it. That might be the case, but for a lot of us who have been wrestling fans forever, this is all that we want right here. Let's have something we can sink our teeth into, and to really be invested into this weekend. I am so invested. Oh, I was about to say, there's Dooley there. Where's me? Oh, I'm sitting beside him. Yeah, it's Bubba Ray and Devon, me and Dooley. But yeah, man, what a great way to kick shit off. I do have a little bit of news, as a matter of fact. Should I wait for tomorrow? Should I? I don't know. Without spoiling it, of course, the Bray Wyatt documentary that premiered Monday, April 1st on April Fool's Day. Great, great documentary. I feel like we need to come back to this when everybody has watched it. I know my 631 family, all of them has yet to watch it. I watched it, and I don't want to give that away. But what I will say is about CM Punk interview with Ariel Helwani. Rhea Ripley's pretty much, she stuck to being in character to further her and Becky Lynch's feud. But CM Punk, you know, it was pretty much CM Punk being himself, really going into depth, explaining everything about what happened at AEW. And I can't say that he's capping. I can't say that, you know, only the people there know about it, but he sounded very sincere about everything that he said about AEW. And then plus, you know, how he felt that it wasn't a place for him, but he wishes them well. I mean, more promotions means more paydays for those who don't make it to the E. So once again, I don't understand how can people continue to want to put a company out of business. Where are these other wrestlers going to go? And there's a lot of them. Everybody can't make it to the E. And they're talented. They're talented, but they're just not what the E wants at the time. And this is why AEW exists. Yes, they have their problems, but I support them. I support them. I enjoy AEW. I had a ball. One of my favorite pay-per-views I've ever been to was AEW Revolution. So, yes, pushing for them. But it was definitely some pushback. I don't know if it was by Tony Khan's request. But, of course, we had Edge come out there and make the promo on Dynamite about, you know, it doesn't matter where you watch a wrestling or, you know, pretty much, to me, had a little rebuttal about what happened on Monday. Maybe not, but that happened. And then FTR said a few things. But, you know, FTR, I believe, is cool with CM Punk. So I don't think it's nothing over. You know, I just feel like everybody's happy where they're at. Let them live. Let them eat. You can watch both. You don't have to make a choice. Anyway, moving on, though, man. I know I went off the tracks a little bit, but let me come back on it. Like I tell the smart-ass people in customer service, watch how you talk on this phone, because I'm in your parking lot right now. That's how Becky Lynch pulled up on Rhea Ripley on the MMA hour. She said it's on site, female companion. And when you talk about her daughter, that's when they were separated. It's also on site at Raw. As Becky said, she'll be in the ring. Yes, watch mouth. All right, well, shit, I was trying to eat up my Big Mac, and I looked up. Tommaso Ciampa was in the Razor's Edge. Damian Priest got the 1-2-3 for Judgment Day. Not New Day, not Rusev Day, not Morris Day. DIY and New Day took that L. Judgment Day ain't happy that Dominik invited Legado World Order to the clubhouse. Rhea says, you got to check in and shit. Don't be making no decisions without approval from her. Man, that was kind of harsh. They're a little bit more serious as they're heading in the Mania. I just see, at the end of it, I just see Rhea being the only one walking back. Well, no, I don't. I see the tag team championships going away, but I see Damian Priest coming back with that World Heavyweight Championship, as well as Rhea retaining her Women's Heavyweight Championship. Makes a lot of sense. Both in Judgment Day have the World Heavyweight Championship. That's going to be a good look. All right, man. What we got moving on. Chief says Solo's got a knee. He's out there, bitch, because he's got to write Wise Man Paul Heyman speech, which I'm watching at the moment. He's inducting Wise Man into the 2024 Hall of Fame. Good for Wise Man. Well deserved. Been watching this man damn near my entire life. Fucking Paulie Dangerously. I'm talking about in the AWA, managing it was the original Midnight Express. This is when Loverboy, Dennis Condrey, and Randy Rose. Yeah, Randy Rose. And then you had Jim Cornette's Midnight Express. Eventually, Paul Heyman went back to WCW or NWA, what have you, and they beefed with the Midnight Express. You know, so that's crazy. And to see this guy right now doing what he's doing, man, still doing it, and I'm able to enjoy it. Yeah, he's been around my entire life. Okay, Push Tag Gable is helping train Sami Zayn for his ass whooping against Gunther. Sami now admits he's afraid he's going to let everyone down in Mania. Even Gable says Sami can't beat Gunther. Push Tag Gable says Sami need to hear that. Light up a fire under. Push Tag Gable is pushing Sami to win at Mania. I mean, what more can be said about that? And where's Chad Gable going to factor into this match at Mania? I just feel like, so it's something fishy about Chad Gable siding with Sami Zayn when he was so pissed and frustrated that he lost against Sami Zayn when it came to that gauntlet. Is he going to be the difference maker? Who knows? Speaking of Sami, he and Bronson Reed ran it back. Should have been a feel-good moment, and Sami got his lick back. However, Gunther had something else in mind as he drug a motionless Push Chad Gable out to distract Sami. Gunther gave him a big boot, then proceeded to beat the WrestleMania out of Sami. Guess this was a DQ or was the match thrown out? I don't know. Sami, however, fought back to his feet, saying that he's not going to give up. But he got hit upside the head by the title and got slapped once again. I'm trying to be invested in this match. It's maybe one or two matches where I feel like the build wasn't that good, but the match is going to make up for it. And this is one of those matches. I just feel like, you know, maybe Push Chad Gable should have been in that spot, considering that last year Sami Zayn had a big moment at Mania. You know, love Sami Zayn. Love him. Not complaining about it, you know, but Chad Gable really had a good argument on how great he's been, the reason why he couldn't have went to Mania. Okay. Main event, Jey Uso keep being around the stars as he spotted Lil Wayne chilling backstage. Jey asked, will Weezy be at Mania? He said him and his single will. Also, Leah Maivia is going to the Hall of Fame this year, as well as her grandson, The Rock, is inducting her. Of course, I'll be watching the Hall of Fame like I'm doing right now. I show Leah's. That's what I do. Sitting back with this Broken Skull IPA. Ah, it's delicious. Good Lord, that Jade Cargill is wearing that dress as only she can wear it. All right, man. Moving on. Ivy Nile and Maxine Dupri trying to get some get back on Candice LeRae. Not so much Indy, because she's still acting like she ain't do any of that foul shit while at NXT. Indy was hesitant to capitalize after Candice pushed Ivy off the top rope, and that's why she got rolled up by Maxine, and they picked up the win. Candice ain't happy with Indy and her niceness, and I think it's going to show face sooner or later. You better tighten up, little gal. You better tighten up. Shit, I ain't rating shit, man. Well, how many matches has it been? Two? Well, shit, I'm going to rate two of those. Let me get two Bud Lights. Kind of knew what was going to happen, you know, in a Sami Zayn jump. I didn't expect, well, you know, he got the win. Or did he? You know, it was disqualification. So I guess I will say he got the win. But also this one right here, it was about time, a little bit of retribution against Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. Stay on the gas, though, with Candice LeRae. You got something. You definitely got something. Excuse me. Main event, Jade tells Drip that he's got his back when it comes to bloodline rules. Meanwhile, Drew McIntyre looks like he's about to eulogize CM Punk's dreams of main event in Mania because of his fragile body failing him. As for Jared Leto, Joker, Copy, and Drip, he deserves for the casket to get closed Mania weekend. He's going to take that broken workhorse behind the shed and put him down for good. Gotta love Drew McIntyre, man. Yes, you will get your moment, Drew. You will get your moment. You will hold that title up. You might even get a little bit of pyro. But that Judgment Day music is going to hit. Damian Priest is going to walk down with that briefcase. He is going to cash in, and he's going to win that title. We also know that, we got Clash at the Castle once again. Clash at the Castle. And it's coming from Scotland. If you say anything, look, that's happening in June. Yes, Priest cashes in. What better way for Drew to get that big moment, in my opinion? Give him to him the way it's supposed to be at Clash at the Castle. The way it should have been at Cardiff, Wales? Oh, man, Bull Nakano is going in now. How about it? All these people, legends and awesome, well-deserving, so well-deserving. Moving on. As I take another sip of my Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA. Yeah, you can get your four pack for about $15. It's a little pricey, but it's all right. It's worth the $15. Celebrating this WrestleMania weekend. Goddamn, Bull and Connell, she fucking the motherfuckers up in this. Damn. All right, let me get back to work. All right, I ask you once again, how good is Ivar keeping up with Ricochet? I ask you another question. How good is Ricochet, though, as he caught Ivar in the corner and landed a fallaway slam? He landed that incredible 630 to pick up the win, and Ricochet has been on a roll, and Samantha Irvin may have to work. May have a little bit of work to do after that night. I don't know. Look out of World Order is shooting darts in a clubhouse, and Senior De Niro in El Banco is wondering why Ricochet ain't been handled. Well, if Jordan Devlin's don't handle Ricochet, Dominic has a guy who could. Andrade is introduced to the crew, and if he beats Ricochet, he's in. More on that in a minute. Sign me up for that match, though. Priest wants to know if Legado World Order is using his darts, and why didn't Santos bring any blow darts? Blow darts, not blow. No, not that. Blow darts to make the game interesting. Yeah, why not? Please. And that man, yeah. Shit, what's something that'll get you drunk quick? It's a good potent beer. Something I'm afraid of, Bud Light Platinum. Oh, man, I bought a 12-pack, and it was my first 12-pack and my last 12-pack ever. That shit packs a punch. I ain't doing nothing with it. I don't want to go nowhere near it. Matter of fact, this last time I tossed my cookies, it was to Bud Light Platinum. It was after the Royal Rumble. I was good, drunk as shit, happy, enjoyed the Rumble, but I did not enjoy puking. Yeah, I'm scared of them. But anyway, yeah, that's what this gets, because Ricochet is quick, and Bud Light Platinum will fuck you up quick. Yes, it will. Becky Lynch says she will be in the ring as she's looking for a fight. She wants to finish this shit with Rhea. Let's go Waffle House. AP says no. It's too much money in this match. Security is out there as he asks the main to leave the ring. And Rhea Ripley says she don't give a fuck as she's trying to get to Becky as she wipes out all of the worthless security. Waffle House it is, as somehow her and Rhea still get to each other until security finally separates the two. Also, Dakota Kai says damage control is the future, but they on Raw to see who may have the guts to step up against control. Backstage, the main and mommy still trying to tear each other up, and AP tells Dominic to control his mommy, please. Hey, Lundra Blaze is still trying to. Every time when she comes out, I ask who she is, because I don't know this brunette Alundra Blaze. But I know that was the only woman that would wrestle Bull Nakano back when back when the E was going. Oh, look at that's cool. That's cool. Jay sitting with his little one right there, front row at the Hall of Fame. All of the superstars are ringside, or are they called pro wrestlers now, because we're seeing pro wrestling again. All right. What more can I say about Mommy and Rhea Ripley? I mean, I'm Mommy and Rhea Ripley. Mommy and the main. All I can say, I'm ready for it to get to it. There's no reason for Rhea Ripley to lose this title to Becky. I mean, she writes a good argument, but nah, Mommy is on a roll. Mommy is on a roll. As a matter of fact, I need to turn in my predictions for Stand and Delivered. Or should I wait till tomorrow when I wake up? As long as it's before 12 p.m., I'll say that. How about that? Okay, all right. Well, damn, that was odd. Tender Teagan teamed up with the female Wolf Dogs against Damage Control. Pretty solid six-woman match as they went back and forth. Tender Teagan missed the cannonball, and she got her face washed. The insane elbow reverse DDT got Damage Control to win. We knew they wasn't losing before taking on the melanated trio of all that fine. Naomi, Bianca, and good God Almighty, Jade, by God, Cargill. Yeah, Damage Control ain't losing to that. But also, I seen Shayna Baszler did pretty good at Bloodsport. You know, this is a Shayna Baszler that we need right here. I want that Shayna Baszler. Is it too late? Is it too late for that? Damn, man, WWE messing up, man. 2 weeks, bro. I haven't did a Nia Jax jingle in 2 weeks. And OG Duck, man, OG Duck. Thank you for getting for understanding the reasons why Nia Jax belongs to me. Thank you. All right, Drip told Kathy Kelly that he took the match against Solo because he's stupid. He didn't say that because It's pedal to the floor, and he doesn't have a plan B. But does he have a plan C for Drew McIntyre? Well, Drip says he ain't dead yet. Drip took on Solo. It's Bloodline rules. Need I say more? They tore shit up all over ringside. That sold-out crowd wants tables. They got them. Samoan dropped through that bitch. One hip attack hit, but the next was missed by Solo. Another table was introduced. They burned that bitch down. And I love saying bitch when it ain't referring to female companions. Yes, now if you say three, you got to take a shot of something that's very, very nasty. It's been very, very potent. Sunset flip powerbomb through the table, then a Kirk Franklin stomp. All my people say, you know the rest. Big Brother Jim interfered but was fought off by Jay. But the final boss has took out Jay. Drip got the look in his eye that his ass about to get whipped until Cody, who wasn't cleared. They say he wasn't cleared to be there, but he pulled up. He was going to rock bottom the final boss through the announcer's desk, but Chief didn't leave. Yeah, he chop blocked Cody. Why the fans chant CM Punk? That ain't happening. That man only got one arm. You trying to fuck the other arm up? Superman punched the Drip, spear to Cody. Ooh, Drip and Cody are in bad spirits. The Rock whips Cody and Drip with that leather strap. Look at you, boy. Look at you now, boy. Chief got in on that strapping. Pause, as OG Duck would say. Solo holds the arms of Cody as he gets a lashing. That's what the fuck happens when you fuck with the Bloodline. And that's what it looks like. Yeah, shit reminds me of when your elder, maybe your mom or your aunt, you and your little cousin and shit, y'all in that play fight. She told y'all to keep the shit down. She told y'all, hey, I don't want to hear all that noise up there while I'm trying to watch my stories. Now, I told y'all to take a nap, but I let y'all asses stay up. I don't want to hear no noise, but we don't know no better. We in there play fighting, laughing and shit like that, turning shit over. And then she done came in there and had enough, and she done beat the shit out of everybody named children in there. Everybody got it. That's how I felt. That's how I felt. The Rock hit the referee that came in with the belt, and he jumped up. He jumped out like, damn, I had nothing to do with it. Why I have it? Why I had it? Yeah. Yeah, that's what you used to get when you used to get your ass whooped. Especially back then. None of that time out. Naughty time. You're going to get a good talking. None of that. You got fucked up. You got fucked up. But yeah, man, my last shot for this show, man. Goddamn, man. How? It's the whole fucking show, man. I can't pinpoint one part that was better. Well, it was better, but it was more good than bad, and I don't remember any bad. I can't even remember a motherfucking piss break match, to be honest with you. So, man, like I said, I love it. I love it. I love it, man. This is the E that I love right here, man. Like, there's nothing else I can say. I can't say anything bad about it, man. This shit is dope. You already know, man. You already know how we do, man. I ain't gonna hold y'all, man. We doing shit from Philly. One of my favorite rappers out of Philly, man. Beanie Siegel, for sure. Shit, I should have cooked some Philly cheesesteaks, man. But nah, I'm gonna do what I do. We're gonna do it with them ribs. I'm gonna let the smoker do the cooking. NXT coming up. SixDirtyOneEntertainment.biz is where you get your merch, where you can check us out. I will be updating the website. It's more members, it's more family. We're doing more things. Penalty Beer Champion t-shirt will be available on the store after this weekend. At least by Sunday. I want to have it up by Sunday. You go over there, check us out. Get one, get two, get them all. Fuck with us. Oh, yes, yes, I
NXT. Hello, gang. Dudley Cornelius, once again, here I am. I'm by myself, but that's good. That's good. Shout out to everybody else. But I'm doing this on my own this week. We are listening to the sounds of music that you can snort to while you are reviewing wrestling. Hall & Oates is from Philly, where they formed in Philly, so that's why I'm playing them. Oh man, as I turn this down a little bit, man, give me a little bit of it. Let me play it in the back for a minute. Yeah, man, triple threat number one contenders match. It was Axiom and Nathan Frazier. They defeated Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows and Joaquin Wild and Cruz del Toro. Yeah, and I don't know if I was shocked. I was like, well, if the Good Brothers is going down to NXT, I would have thought that they would have been the ones that was going to stand and deliver and get in that match, but I guess they see more value in Axiom and Nathan Frazier. Will this be where Nathan Frazier turns? I don't know. I called it before, but it didn't happen. So, I don't know. Maybe so. But I will say this, though. That match is going to be decent, man. But I just don't see Axiom and Nathan Frazier pulling those titles off of the Wolf Dogs. I don't know. Maybe I'll change my mind by 12 p.m. tomorrow. I don't know, but let's see, moving on. Yes, she is a man eater, and I'm a coke sniffer. All right, man, moving on, man. Lexus King, he had a promo. He was still talking shit about Robert Stone and Von Wagner. I wonder what's going to come for what's going to come about with this whole Mr. Stone thing and Von Wagner. I don't know. JC Jane, she defeated Fallon Henley by pinfall. Jane, Keanu James, Izzy Dame, and Jasmine Nix, they all got into it. That's a bit too loud. Let me turn it down a bit. There we go. Thea Hale and Kalani Jordan. Yeah, they got to a Henley, Thea Hale, Kalani Jordan. After the match, a lot of shouting by these female companions. And Ava was fed up. And like I thought, she booked the six-woman tag team match at Stand and Delivered between Henley and them and Jane and them. So, you know what? I'm getting that to Fallon Henley, though. That's what I'm doing. I don't know, man. There ain't much more to say about that, man, so I'll just move on. Lexus King defeated Von Wagner by pinfall. And that's all that happened. Wasn't nothing afterwards. You know, Lexus King doing what he does cheat. And that was the end result. Ava informs Carmella Hayes that the referee on Saturday will be a little lenient, so they're going to tear shit up. Make sure that it's also to make sure there's a winner between Mello and Trick Williams. Extra security is on hand tonight, too. Yeah. You're a rich girl and you're gone. There's no reason for Mello to win this match. There's no reason for him to win this match. This is all Trick. This is Trick's. This is his arrival party. And this is going to be the face of NXT for some time to come. And I know there's new speculation. You could take it with a grain of salt. But honestly, I do think that it is going to be a call-up for Carmelo Hayes. What he does, I don't know. We discussed it last week. Go back and listen to episode 258. You'll find it out. Very interesting conversation. Let's see. What else we got? Yes, she's a rich girl. I am enjoying myself over here. Yeah, the music is very good. And it gets so good, I need to. See, you know it don't matter anyway. I get your old man's money. Yet I'm going to get the coke man's money. All right, man. How about this, man? Backstage, Natite was giving Carmen Petrovic a pep talk as Roxanne Perez interrupted to say a few months ago she would have listened to everything Natty had to say, but now she doesn't need anyone. Damn, that's crazy. Oh, man, why not? Shit, I lost my spot, man. Okay, I'm back to it. I'm back to it. Just like that. You see there? You see there? Yeah, man, Roxanne Perez turned to a real female companion for real, man. She talking all the shit and backing it up. I have a feeling that that's going to be the one that's going to take that title from Lyra Valkyrie. Oh, man. Yeah, man, we're still moving, still grooving. The Hall of Notes, look at Big Brother Jimmy back there gritting. Oh, man, Rhea added them extensions. She got some tracks. Jackie Redmond got tracks in her hair. A whole lot of tracks in this extensions. No natural. All right, man. Where am I? Ariana Grace is waiting in the locker room for Georgina, a.k.a. Gigi Dolan. Rand St. Clair came over instead to say what she thought about pageants. They were about being true to who you are and not trying to fit into some sort of beauty standard box. That offended Grace, and those are fighting words. How about that? Lola Vice, yeah, well, she defeated Carmen Petrovic by submission. She made her tap the fuck out, and then she shook them yams in fine fashion. Yes, let's get more of that, please. Earlier in the show, Ilya Dragunov was shown getting into his car, and he saw it was a boot on one of his tires. So, car pulled up and told him to get in. Dragunov and the goons took the NXT Championship to a garage. Or it was a warehouse, I don't know. It had a table and two chairs in it, so Dragunov could sit down with Tony D'Angelo. It went to break. It's gonna continue. Supernova Sessions with Lyra Valkyrie and Roxanne Perez. They had them two talking shit, and Valkyrie was definitely in rare form. Said that she done bought out the female companion in her. Talking about Roxanne Perez bought the female companion out of Lyra Valkyrie. It was a little scuffle, and then Roxanne was put to a fucking table. Looked like it hoited. Great build to this match, but Roxanne Perez, this version of Roxanne Perez is the right version. Give her the title right now. Not now, but right now. Oba Femi defeated Joe Gacy by referee stoppage. Well, this was due to Sean Spears cracking Joe Gacy in the back with a steel chair. And then he wanted to go on with the match, but Oba beat the shit out of this man. Until he couldn't continue. Yeah, this is the way it's supposed to be, man. Oh man, I gotta turn it up right there. Yeah, that's some volumes.
Ah, yes, when Sarah smiles, I also smile too when I have some of that nibs candy.
Yeah, there's no reason for Oba Femi to be losing this North American Championship. I know it's Josh Briggs. I know it's fucking, I know it's Dijak. Both can go, but there's no one doing better work right now than Oba Femi. This man has the it factor. Great talker. Great look. Great in the ring. I don't know what he did in between when he first debuted and was quickly forgot about on his debut on NXT. But whatever he did between then and now, that formula has worked. He's must see. I enjoy his work every time he's on television, man. He talks that shit and you believe him. You believe him. And like, it's just a great package. Great package when it comes to Oba Femi. Tatum Paxton was in the locker room. She spoke to Lyra, who said she's willing to do anything to keep her title, even if it means not being herself. Moving on. Ariana Grace defeated Rin Sinclair by pinfall. She got the win, but she also had to hold the ropes to do it. Grace ain't winning. This is another one. Her gimmick is working. This is her. She's not like everybody else. And I fucking enjoy this shit, man. I ain't gonna lie to you now. What else I got, man?
As we move on and we're listening to Daryl Hall and John Oates.
hope they made up, man. There's a lot of shit that's going on right now, man, where you see Clicks has been around forever, man. Even duos, man, they having issues. Daryl Hall and John Oates being one of them. They had something going on earlier this, what was it, 2023? For sure. I hope they worked that out. But also, man, Chad Pharrell, come on now. Come on now. Y'all been cool forever. Forever. Y'all came out with the legendary production duo of Neptunes. Work that shit out. However way y'all need to work it out, work that shit out. Man, Pharrell, quit making that same fucking beat every time, man. Like, God damn, I know when Chad ain't with you. Oh shit, it's the Undertaker. He's the one that's inducting Muhammad Ali into the ring. Old Taker, old Booger Red. Where was I, man? As we're moving on, man. Back, well, continuation dragging off. Tony D'Angelo, the Mad Dragon, wasn't intimidated by the Don's attempt to get a mental edge. Nothing will stop Dragon off from leaving with that title, but Tony D plans to break the unbreakable, and I believe him. It's nothing personal, it's just business, and they leave him with his last supper. Tony D, this is your chance, man. I like everything that's going on, man. Make 420 to believe, because he don't believe yet, but you got me. I think you got it. All right, man. Jamie the goddamn Hall of Notes, man. You know what I'm talking about. We're moving on with it, though, man,
as we keep on listening to music that you can snort to while you do wrestling. I don't think I'm going to have any left for tomorrow, but then again, we have another show with, what is this guy's name? Shitlin Dooley will be bringing Stand and Delivered.
Soul Ruka defeated Blair Davenport. That's crazy, man. I would think Blair Davenport would be used a little bit more in at a bigger scale. I don't know. Maybe she's a team player right now. We need to get Sol Ruka back into whatever she was doing, because before she got injured, she was a big fucking deal. Joe Gacy with his bad back and everything, he crawled into the office of NXT and asked Ava for a match against Shawn Spears, which he was granted. And I guess this is the kickoff portion of Stand and Delivered. And now we get to the meat taters at the end of it. Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes, they met face-to-face for a promo in the ring. They talked all the shit they was going to talk. Carmelo Hayes said he was hot for 3 years. Trick Willie just got hot. Who you think won, or who you think is ahead in the race? Speaking of which, J. Cole just came out with that 7-minute drill, but all it took was Kendrick, one verse on the album that he was featured on. You do the math. That's all I'm saying. Hayes tried to explain how Trick going after the NXT title was like him going after his girl. What? While Trick talked about how he's no longer going to be his fucking sidekick, a brawl broke out, furthering the build to this NXT. I fucking love it, and I'm loving listening to this Hall of Notes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Philly music. Philly.
That shit, if I really played, man, I got so much music from Philly, man. It's crazy, man. You know, I could throw on a little Uzi Vert, man, but this is my shit. This is shit that I know of music that I know from Philly.
Hall of Notes is one of them.
We gonna wrap it up with SmackDown.
If you know, you know.
Oh,
What night it is? What night is it? It's Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday night. It's a delightful Friday night. And it's always sunny, they say, in Philadelphia. Or Illadelph. Illadelph. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to close the show with. Yeah, that plays ever so eloquently in the back.
Hit SmackDown. We're going to give you this quick SmackDown review, and we're going to get out of here, man. We're going to get out of here and get ready for tomorrow. Lots of busy shit tomorrow. If you ain't ready for this SmackDown or WrestleMania weekend, nigga, you tripping. They packed as fuck in the Wells Fargo Center as the KO show opens up SmackDown after a Meek Mill video. Damn near 20,000 on deck. Yeah, man. They didn't bring the stage to pack that. They didn't bring the stage, and they wanted to pack that arena as much as they could. And less is more. Less stage shit, more people, right? I fucks with it. KO's guest was the Viper Randy Orton. Everything is cordial at the moment as they chat on Logan Paul, who was at the WrestleMania location instead of SmackDown. I'm a nitpick. I kind of miss seeing the Mania stage reveal on the day of, but I'm not complaining that much. The shit is fire. KO and Orton say that the Mania location is right across the street as they with the shits. As they head across the street, A-Town Down Under was under the ring as they were giving chase as well. They funny as shit though as KO and Orton take off on a fucking golf cart and A-Town Down follow on foot. Yeah, that was pretty cool, man. You gotta love that shit, man. But I definitely think Logan Paul is definitely retaining that U.S. championship. You know what I mean? Like I said, man, how about the winner of the Andre the Giant Battle Royal gets a title shot on Raw or SmackDown after Mania? Like, just not that trophy, because it's quickly forgot about. Give it about a month, you don't even remember who won it. We got the Battle Royal, though. Yeah, it's going down. That's including everyone who did make Mania. Major acts like Bronson Reed, Ricochet, Omos, who was used sparingly, and as a special attraction. I'm just concerned with the Final Four, and I'll say this. No one wanted Omos as he eliminated himself, the big nigga. Trying to take out the Creeds. Okay, final five. I'll add a fifth person. As Otis, Bronson, and Ivar are still in, along with Ricochet and Tozawa. Wow, we thought Ricochet was a shoe-in, but an already big-head-ass Jordan Devlin's took him out. Hashtag save Tozawa. As I was saying, where the fuck was I, man? Can't be feeling without playing something from the Illadelph. Damn, this shit went all the way back. What the fuck? 631entertainment.biz, man. Go over there, check us out. While I find out where the fuck I was at. How that shit happened. I know how it happened. Oh, here we go. Really lost? Oh yeah, man, we talked about how Jordan Big Head Ass Devlin took out Ricochet. He was eliminated. Hashtag save Tozawa. As Big OG Duck would say, he's the only little guy left. His homie Otis was tossed, and Tozawa was tossed to Otis, who missed the catch. I think Tozawa was okay, but he felt pretty bad. Save Tozawa, please. It's Ivar. It's Bronson Reed left. You know how they give it up. A doom salt was missed, and Reed hit a rolling thunder senton on Ivar. Reed clotheslines Ivar over the top rope, and your 2024 Andre the Giant Battle Royal winner is Bronson Reed. I think one of the reasons why this decision was made was definitely for the fact that even though Bronson Reed had a bigger main event to attend to, and that is becoming a father, you know, his dream was going to Elimination Chamber in Australia, you know, but that didn't happen. Yeah, he had a bigger calling, so this is a better consolation prize for him. That's awesome. Oh man, everybody's came out. Undertaker came out to induct Muhammad Ali. We have Muhammad Ali's wife in the ring right now, but we also have The Rock that's came in the ring. He's presenting a nice championship belt to the wife of Muhammad Ali. All right, moving on. Hope y'all enjoying the music, man. I'm all over the place, man. How can it be Philly if I ain't playing? Hold on, man. I'm over here. Let's see. Man, shit, man. I know you slap niggas and shit on stage, man. But shit, goddamn it, man. What can I say? Shit was fire. Shit was fire. Let's let that breathe for a minute as I continue this review. Toughest Christians will take on the pastor and his deacon board in a Philly street fight. Final Testament versus the almighty Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits at Mania. Meanwhile, Logan Paul running from one building to another. Now he's in the Wells Fargo Center running down Philly. Storm and KO. Logan claims the A-Town Down Under are going to give Orton and KO a beating. Well, they at the Wells Fargo, too. We're talking about KO and Orton. Logan tried to take off running, but go ahead and get that work and show me who's the pick for Mania, which is Logan Paul. Wham! Stunner, then an RKO on Logan, leaving his ass laying. I've already said what's going to happen. All right, man. Oh, here comes the bullshit. Carlito found Dragon Lee down backstage with an arm injury. Or did he? Zelina, the cosplayer. That's what I'm going to call her. She took on It's Electra Lopez, Esco, Dirty Dom, and Andrade follow along. Interesting. Interesting. Remember Zelina and Andrade back in the day. Dominic got involved on the apron after Zelina hit the 619. Ray took care of Dom, but the Electra shot was hit. Miss Lopez, it's Electra. Yeah, she got the win. After the match, Dom and Esco jumped on Ray. Andrade hesitated but was pushed too far as he was shoved by Esco and Dom. Like, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Join us. He sided with the LWO instead, reuniting with Zelina. Charlotte and Malakai may have questions about the embrace between her and Andrade at the end. I'm fucking with y'all. I ain't with that messy. But yeah, man, bunch of questions now, man, because this shit is making left turns, right turns, man. I mean, this shit is crazy, man. Yeah, man, this is Philly shit, man. Well, I know it's unpopular, 420 and Duck, man, but what's got to be done has got to be done. That's all I'm saying.
Ain't this what they've been waiting for? You ready? I used to pray for times like this.
Yeah, man, as I'm moving on, man. Looking like a fine-ass SWE in 2024. Good God Almighty, Bianca Belair and Glow and Naomi hit the ring. Bianca can't do it alone as they point the finger at who got it worse, her or Bianca. It don't matter. They had to link up and take out Damage Control. That's why they got that Nubian goddess, Jade Cargill. Good Lord, have mercy. My last shot. I say my last shot. Kayla who? No, it's the big three. Sorry, honey. It's too much happening. Jade Cargill is going to show them female companions at Mania what she all about. The big three going to show that ain't no Damage Control. And they are now in the eye of the storm. That's as fine as SmackDown has ever been. Good gosh almighty. Man, I still got a little bit left, man. I thought I was going to finish this shit, man, but I probably got 15 more minutes left, man. We'll be back in a minute. They thought it was lease. Then I bought that new Ferrari. Hey, to rest in peace. Hey, to rest in peace. Rest in peace to the parking lot. Phantom so big, can't even fit in the parking spot. You ain't talking about my niggas, then what you talking about? Gangsters moving silence, nigga, and I don't talk a lot. I don't say a word. I don't say a word. Was on my grind, and now I got what I deserve. Fuck, nigga. Hold on, wait a minute.
Do this.
Yeah. It's Philly, man. It's Philly. It's Philly in the building. Yeah, I keep on losing my spot, man. 631entertainment.biz, man. That's where you go and get your moits, man. Go and get your moits from over there. All right, man. Where are we at, man? Main Event Jay says that he's going to give his little bruh Solo that yeet down on SmackDown. Meanwhile, Andrade is with Rey and Dragon Lee. Dragon Lee is out of Mania, and Andrade is in. Further saying without saying, Carlito is definitely turning heel at Mania. How you just going to keep on overlooking me like that, man? Okay, I'm going to get your ass, though. I'm going to get your ass. Yeah, this is definitely, this is the reason why. Indeed, the reason why that Dom and Esco is leaving with that victory. And I like it. I like all of it, man. What else we got, man? I feel like I've seen this match before, but maybe not. New Catch Republic versus A-Town Down Under. Them two got some splaining to do, Logan. Dope match, though. Broken Fingers and a Burning Hammer get the New Catch Republic to win, but they also caught a beatdown courtesy of Judgment Day, not New Day, not Rusev Day, not Morris Day, even A-Town Down got his ass whooped. And that's telling me A-Town Down Under, SmackDown Tag Team Champions, Awesome Truth, are going to pull those Raw Championships down. It's going to be one from the two respective teams. That's how these belts get split. I sincerely believe that. What better way? Why was it that Grayson Waller got his ass whipped that much in comparison to everybody else? Was it coincidence? Tell me.
When they pump it in the Jesus rock.
Yep. She's from Philly too. He came out with nothing else, man. This is my shit back in the day, man. The Hamadia. Talking about all the hip hoppers from Philly, as a matter of fact. Just love this shit. Because I turn it down a little bit. Ain't too much you can't explain about Bayley and Io Sky's title match. You know that story. I do think that this match will be more better than the build. I also believe they're going to kill it. Also, Los Angeles Knight came out there to talk some shit. He gave ASAP AJ a bloody nose at a scuffle earlier today and made that man cuss. He said, oh, I'm going to get you, you motherfucker, or something like that. He says he thinks ASAP is phenomenal at not showing up. Knight's got to stomp the phenomenal out of him ASAP. Even since ASAP came back, all he's been doing is crying. He's going to put the boots to the dummy and give him three the hard way, like I think Jeff Kelly. Yeah, I believe he's a kicker. What everybody's saying his name, L.A. Knight. Yeah. What reason does AJ Styles have to win this match? What reason? There is no reason. You wanna keep the foot on the gas, LA Knight, you give him this match. But give us a kick ass match. This match has potential of delivery. As I take a sip of my Broken Skull IPA. Excuse me. Oh man. I tell you what, man, I'm still moving on, man. Philly shit. What else I got, man? I'm over here jamming, man. I tell you. But who better? I'm just going, this is what I'm going to close with right here, man. Let this shit breathe right here, man. You know what I'm talking about? All right, man. If I could be serious for a moment. So we're going with the Pride name. And I said, hey, let me listen to it for a minute. And I seen a shirt and I fucking want one. As soon as I seen, I said, oh yeah, I gotta have one. That shit's dope. Main Event Jey Uso took on Solo Sikoa. You think Jey losing this match close to Mania? Solo gave Jey a beating, but Jey hit him with a spear, then a Samoan splash. Jey got the win, but not how he wanted though. Big Brother Jimmy attacked, and just when you thought it was over, Drip and Cody pulled up, and Cody ain't forgot. He got his belt. He hit Solo one time, and he was like, fuck this, I'm out of here. Jimmy tried to leave, but he got caught and fucked up instead. Cody afterwards said they will shatter the foundation of the bloodline on Saturday and dethrone Chief on Saturday. When one good story ends, even a better one begins. My last shot. You already heard my last shot. There's nothing else to say about Cody and them. That shit has already been. Ain't no talk left. It's time for some ass kicking. Excuse me. But if your last shot, well, I know my last shot was the big three. God damn. That glowing yams of Naomi, Jay Cargill, Bianca Belair. Oh my God. It was too much. Too much. But man, that's the review, man. And I had a feeling I didn't even clear 10 minutes though, man. But yeah, I got shit to do tomorrow, man. I couldn't hold y'all for too long, man. Hey, what more though, man? We gonna have a show tomorrow. We got two shows tomorrow, man. And hopefully, you know, we gonna keep on jamming. We gonna keep on giving it to you like we've been giving it to you. Whether it's solo, dolo, or whether we all linked up, or whether it's a duo, trio, or whether it's four of us. A quartet, you're gonna get it the way that you're supposed to get it for sure. So yeah, man, this is Dot Man 211. This is Dot Man 211, man. I'm signing off, bro. Think I'm gonna go to bed early, man. Staying at Deliver tomorrow for NKB 420. OG Duck, Chitlin Dooley, Spoiler Bear. This is Dot Man 211, and this is Hayes Hops. And turn.